The Automobile Association of South Africa says fuel prices are expected to decrease significantly this month. Investec chief economist Annabel Bishop lays out what this fuel relief could mean.
While we could see the over-recovery building, you know, towards around 2 rand a litre, perhaps even above that, slightly 2 rand 22, the point really is the government often recoups the losses that it actually faces from fluctuations in fuel prices during the month. And of course, these obviously are international prices, dollar-based prices. So of course, you know, the fluctuations in the rand as well as international oil and gasoline prices all have an effect. So this is really the concern that we're facing at the moment now. You know, and that obviously influences the changes in fuel prices. You know, for South Africa to keep fuel prices lower, unfortunately, it either needs to cut its government taxes and levies on the fuel price, or of course, extract its own oil and refine it into gasoline, and of course South Africa having large oil finds off the western coast.
The AA said the price hikes of June and July would continue to affect the economy and the financial situations of all South Africans. The association said a sustainable solution to mitigating rising fuel costs is necessary, and until that solution was found, citizens would remain at the mercy of fuel price hikes. Bishop says the sustainable solution could be SA extracting its own oil.
Sustainable fuel price solution for South Africa would be to extract the oil that we have off the coast, as we were talking about earlier, in a clean fashion, to refine it into gasoline and to use it in the meanwhile while we try and transition to clean electricity, clean energy, and of course that obviously would include using gas as well. So large gas and oil finds off the western coast of South Africa should be rapidly exploited through very quick usage of government regulations and laws, and of course the appropriate international partners, which will then allow South Africa to stop having to import oil and gasoline. And of course as well, that would be one of the solutions. Another sustainable green energy solution is of course obviously increasing the use of renewable energy, and that has been outlaid in the president's plan. So there are quite a lot of factors that go into it, but of course returning to the fuel price itself, and of course to motor vehicles and cars, also transitioning to electricity is important, electric motor vehicles, but of course that would then require that the actual electricity created itself in South Africa is not coal or fossil fuel based to reduce the climate change impact.
She said the relief might affect interest rates.
Price relief obviously is a very positive factor for consumers. We've already had 1 month of fuel price cuts, and that of course also is very important for inflation. Substantially lower petrol prices and diesel prices feed through quite directly into moderating price pressures on inflation, which in turn is positive for the inflation outlook, and so therefore from a monetary policy perspective. In fact, if we get large fuel price cuts for the rest of this year, that would actually likely cause the central banks to be less reactive in terms of pushing through higher interest rates.
Reporting for Times Live, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.